First of all, on the issue of the journalists, I appreciate your answer that the law applies across the board, that not specific occupations are not targeted. But as I said, there is information in the public domain that journalists, and especially journalists from international media, were refused entry into Macau. Now, your answer as well said that this has nothing to do with press freedom, that it was related to security issues, that under the general law, your immigration officials have the power to refuse entry, and that is true for every country. And it's exercised in relation for security reasons or terrorists and so on. Now, may I ask you, since this refusal is done by agents of the state, so information within your control, can you explain to us what circumstances or what facts or what evidence was used to deem journalists, and I know journalists from independent media, internationally recognized media like the New York Times, but as well other media like the Portuguese TV station, what's the evidence that they pose a security threat? On the subject of the referendum, I note you said that there is no law governing the issue of referendum in Macau. As far as I understand it, there's no law prohibiting referendum either. So given that, what's the basis for refuse for shutting down the referendum on a simple political issue? I also would like some clarity on the court decision, the CFA case 100 of 2014, which my understanding is said that a referendum is simply an opinion poll. Your explanation today was that the referendum, any referendum, would impact upon the rights of others, and so it wasn't legitimate. Could I please ask you to clarify how would an opinion poll, as described by the court, would impact upon the rights of others? And finally, sir, on the subject of the academics, I do note that you say that free speech is guaranteed by the basic law and by the ICCPR, and that higher institutions have the freedom to manage their own affairs. Just some observations, and if you could provide some further clarity. My information is that Professor Chow, I hope I'm not mispronouncing his name, but Professor Chow was actually employed by a public university. Now, since this is an institution that is receipt of public funds, it's a public institution, that should be subject to the basic law and therefore the rights and freedoms guaranteed. So why is it that the government or the Macau SAR takes a hands-off approach and say, well, the university has the power to hire and fire and determine their own affairs, given that public institutions are subject to the ICCPR. You also said that these individuals, if they disagree, can go to the courts. I note that neither has been able to obtain any remedy from the courts, even though Professor Sotiris, in his case, it was admitted that he was dismissed because of his outspoken political views. So may I ask if you could clarify what's the legal environment for both in terms of the time, because his case was only dismissed this year, even though the incident happened in 2014. So could you please clarify for us the legal environment for supporting rights and freedoms under the covenant, the legal framework? Why is it that the case took so long? And how is it, as I said, that such a hands-off approach is being taken when it's a public institution involved? Thank you very much, and I look forward to your replies.
Thank you very much to my colleagues. No other colleagues are seeking the floor. I would like to propose to Mr. Cheong